Cyprus's finance minister says he's optimistic that international creditors will confirm that the country is sticking to the terms of its financial rescue when they complete their first assessment. Nathan Morley reports.
The finance minister, Haris Georgiadis, has said that the quickest way to shed the harsh terms of the €23 billion bailout which Cyprus signed in March is to faithfully implement them. He said that the government here aims at slashing spending by a massive 11% by next year, but the government will not impose any new taxes. Officials from the European Commission, the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund began their assessment early on Wednesday here in Nicosia. They're here for the first evaluation of the memorandum which was signed between Nicosia and the Troika. They have, however, made clear that their stay will be extended in case they're not satisfied by what they hear and what they see. Mr. Georgiadis, for his part, said that the focus would be on quickly restoring the decimated banking sector back to health in order to get the economy moving again. The finance minister was asked yesterday if there was a commitment to sell gold reserves, but said the selling of gold was an option in reducing the debt of the republic, and no decision has yet been taken. Separately, but in a related matter, the EU Justice Commissioner, Viviane Reding, has called for the Troika of International Lenders to be dissolved. She said the time of the Troika is now over. She was speaking at an event in Heidelberg in southwestern Germany. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.